This is Bob Fetrakis with the other side of the news, brought to you by thefreepress.org. WCRS Community Radio 98.3 and 102.1.
Welcome to the other side of the news on WCRS 102.1, 98.3 FM. I'm definitely not Connie or Bob. I'm Deshaun Isaac with WCRS News, and I thank them for allowing me to host today's show. And man, oh man, we have a jam-packed show for you today. We caught up with Jesse Jackson at an SEIU labor canvas rally. We talked with him for a bit and get his thoughts on this year's election. We talked with Jerry Bellows of the Free Press. He has broke two major stories in this year's election. We talked to him on both of those. And also, of course, this is Other Side of the News with Bob Fetrakis. So we talked with Bob and get his thoughts on what happened with the news of the week here on Other Side of the News. But we kick off right now with Jesse Jackson. We talked with him at a labor canvas rally. We got his thoughts on this year's election. This is his comments on the Other Side of the News here on WCRS 102.1, 98.3 FM. As we have been hearing, why is Ohio so important that we need to get the vote out here in Ohio?
In part because of the Electoral College count in Ohio. In this election, it could very well be that one candidate wins the popular vote and one wins the electoral vote. The Electoral College elects the president, technically. If that's split, there'll be a real constitutional struggle beyond November the 6th. So Ohio is the middle of that fight. The Ohio vote will determine the makeup of the Congress in many ways. And Ohio has the power, in fact, helped direct the course of our country. In 2004, in Ohio, the voter suppression was so awful. The Secretary of State, who was a co-chair of the Bush re-election campaign, had dry machines in the warehouse and wet people in lines all day long. This time there's an attempt to stop early voting. But I must say in Ohio, the record-breaking voter turnout has been a big deal. I was in Cincinnati earlier today. They were around a six-square-block area. Looked like South African Mandela got out of jail in 1990. The same is true in Florida, in North Carolina. People are voting with renewed enthusiasm because we know the stakes are very high. What's on the line is Medicaid and Medicare. What would we do without it? Secure Social Security. That's on the line. In the last 4 years, we reduced the war zones, began to redirect those resources. We've increased Pell Grants. More Americans are working now than were working 4 years ago. So we're moving from a deep, dark hole to daylight. We must keep the light coming in.
One of the things that we've noticed here in Ohio is Franklin County has always swung Democrats, but it's how to get... see you're here at the CISU working with them, and why is it so important for the unions to get out and get people out to the polls?
The unions and the churches. People, when there are millions, people often feel they don't count, they don't matter. That's why door-to-door knocking. At some point, these TV ads become entertaining. You can convince many people that their vote is connected with their life options, and then that their vote counts. And so that's why I like hand-to-hand comeback, door-to-door, church-to-church, frat-to-frat, sorority-to-sorority. I think we're going to win Ohio. We're going to win because we win the battle in the trenches. The air war, TV ads have their place. But at the end of the day, the ground war wins.
Thank you so much. We thank Reverend Jackson for stopping by and talking with us for a moment on this year's election. As we talked with him about the election, as we're talking about the election, actually, there are two numbers that you need to have if you're going to the polls tomorrow. The first one is 866-OUR-VOTE, and the second one is 855-VOTING-HELP. Again, 1-866-OUR-VOTE and 1-855-VOTING-HELP. Both of these numbers are there to help you with any voter issues at polling places all across Ohio. Great numbers to have in case there is any issues at the polls. And 1-855-VOTING-HELP is with our friends at the Free Press, and the SEIU is running 866-OUR-VOTE as well. Both are great resources to get you to the polls. Now we're going to talk to Jerry Bello. He is the man behind two of the biggest stories of this year's election. We actually pulled off the impossible and got him to step away from the keyboard for just a moment to talk with The Other Side of the News. Here's the interview now, right here on The Other Side of the News. I'm Deshaun Isaac. This is The Other Side of the News on WCRS 102.1, 98.3. I'm with Jerry Bello, writer for the Free Press. And man, you've been busy and you've been working on a whole lot of crap recently. One of the things you just recently told me was a new directive by the Secretary of State. What's up with this crap?
Okay, what the Secretary of State has done is he has moved one item in the form that you fill out to cast a provisional ballot from the section that is filled out by the voter, by the poll worker, to being filled out by the voter. And that is the type of ID that you use. So if you don't fill out that part, you know, you name, your address, driver's license number, or your social security number, and then the poll worker is supposed to write down what kind of ID you showed. Mm-hmm. This changes it so that you write it down. If that is not filled out or is filled out incorrectly or not filled out correctly to the satisfaction of some poll worker later, out your ballot goes. Goodbye.
Okay, that just sounds... Well, I have a few other words that I can't use on this radio station for that, but... That's just a messed up thing. I mean, this is on top of things that you've pointed out, mainly the voting machine issue, which the Free Press has been on the lead on with this. And one of your articles that we've talked about that I've actually was looking at recently was about the software and a connection with Romney. Can you explain about that a little bit?
Well, you're confusing two different problems with two different kinds of machines. On one manufacturer, the manufacturer is now owned by Mitt Romney. And those are Hart InterCivic machines used in Williams and Hamilton County. Mm-hmm. Now, Williams and Hamilton County will defend their use of these machines by claiming that they own the machines before the company was purchased by HIG Capital, which is run by Romney supporters and major donors. The reality is that you don't make any money in voting machines off of selling voting machines. You make some, but where the money is in the maintenance contracts, which Hart InterCivic still owns. Thus, technicians beholden to Hart InterCivic, and therefore beholden to HIG Capital, will operate on, maintain, and work on those machines up to and including Election Day in Hamilton County and Williams County. The Hamilton County Board of Elections has denied that this is the case. However, we did a comprehensive public records request of all 88 counties in Ohio back in April, mm-hmm. when nobody thought there was going to be an issue. And we got information on every single voting machine in Ohio. I've got a list on my computer of every single voting machine by serial number. And according to public records that Hamilton County provided to us, Hart InterCivic does, in fact, still have the maintenance contract on those machines. Now, the only way that this could not be true is if they falsified public records and sent us false records. They're now claiming that all their programming is done in-house.
Okay, that's messed up because how you're explaining it to me, man, is Hart InterCivic still got the maintenance records for that.
Maintenance contract. Yes. Yeah, according as of May 14th, when they sent us those records, we said, who has a maintenance contract on these machines? And their public records officer said, Hart InterCivic. I have it in an email from her to our attorneys.
Wow.
The end. We put the email online. No way around it. Either you're lying to the press now, where he lied to me in a public records request.
Ooh.
Can't have it either, you know.
So we pretty much caught him on lying both ways here.
No, they're probably lying to the media. I mean, that's because that's illegal. That's not illegal. It's not nice to lie to the media, but it is in fact legal.
And the second problem, I pretty much got it confused with. You've been like really hard on this. There's a software issue that you pointed out earlier.
All right. The software issue is that new software has been added to machines manufactured by ES&S. That's Election Systems and Solutions. They're the largest voting machine manufacturer in the country. They have equipment in 39 counties in Ohio. This software, the contract was signed on September 19th, just in time for the election. And what this software does is sit on the county central tabulation machines and issue reports to the Secretary of State's office. Thus, now they've done this to make the reporting a better format and easier to use and cut down on work. And they say it's just a little change, and therefore that they don't have to test it at the federal or the state level. And then, so that's one way around the law. And then the other way is since it's experimental, we don't have to test it. And this sort of circular logic going on here. We don't have to test it because it's experimental, but it's experimental because we haven't tested it. All right. Now, Ohio state law is very specific on what experimental means when it comes to voting equipment. Experimental means you can only use it in a certain number of precincts. If it's sitting on a county tabulator, functionally it's on every precinct in the county, right? And when you're testing it in at least 25 out of 39 counties, it's pretty far from experimental. And they're calling it a pilot program.
That doesn't sound like a pilot program to me. I mean, even being
if
here.
It's a pilot program, then it's no longer experimental. You're using it. It's implementation, right? It's untested software. They wrote themselves a memo that says we don't have to test it, and then just put it on in there. The contract itself, the manufacturer, you know, got the Secretary of State's office to sign off on the Secretary of State's office acknowledging that it doesn't have to be tested. In other words, ES&S wrote a cover your own you-know-what into the actual contract, which is on the Free Press's website at freepress.org.
Jerry, I mean, keep up the good work, man. I mean, you've been on this, and we're very proud to have you as a part of our team covering this story for us and covering both stories. And whatever happens on Election Day, we know you're going to be on it, man. So thank you so much, man.
What I fear is not what happens on Election Day. What I fear is what happens after Election Day. I know that they're going to steal this election in Ohio. I absolutely know that. All the signs point that way. I see how they've lined themselves up to do it. I've seen the multiple tasks. It's not just interfering with the electronic count. You can't interfere without the electronic count. Interfering with the electronic count is one of three components of a properly stolen election. The other two legs are discreditation of exit polls and voter suppression, right? You need all three to properly rip off an election. What I am afraid of, what I think will happen is that the Democratic Party will fold and fail to defend democracy after this election is stolen. And that is based on the experience of 2000 and 2004, where Kerry said in 2004, "I will make sure that every vote counts," he conceded, even though he was robbed, and he knows he was robbed. And frankly speaking, for that reason, he did not deserve to be president. The man was a senator and a naval officer. He put his hand in the air and the other hand on a Bible and said, "Uphold and defend the Constitution of the United States." But when it came down to actually uphold and defend the Constitution, as opposed to kill people in Vietnam, He failed to carry out his oath. Same Al Gore in 2000. He could have easily defended his electoral victory, but instead, he did not. His lawyers, if you read this excellent book by Vincent Bugliosi, called The Betrayal of America, he points out that Al Gore's lawyers couldn't have taken a dive any worse. I mean, they took a dive like a mob-bought boxer. And, you know, everybody rains down on the Supreme Court for stealing that election from Al Gore, but in reality, his lawyers set themselves up to lose in front of the Supreme Court.
Wow.
And I encourage everybody to read that book. It originally started out as an article in The Nation called None Dare Call It Treason.
Wow.
And this is written by a right-wing Republican who prosecuted Charles Manson. All right. What else can I say about that?
All right. There's not much you can say after that. Jerry, man, keep up the good work, man. I know you're going to be busting. You pretty much said you got 3 articles to do after I'm out of here, so I'm holding you up, man.
Right.
Thank you so much. You can read Jerry Bellow's great articles on thefreepress.org. You can find an article that is speaking about the issues of voting machine patches in Cleveland and in Columbus. Also, you can find the story about Romney's ownership in a company in with HIG Capital there that is in Hamilton County. We have that whole stories and all that and more over on thefreepress.org. Now we've come to the part of the show where we talk with the host of this show that usually is speaking here. We asked him to chime in on this week's news. Here's Bob Fitrakis on the other side of the news right here on WCRS 102.1 98.3 FM. This is the other side of the news. Of course, I'm Deshaun Isaac, and I'm with the man himself, Mr. Bob Fitrakis. As always, we got to have him here as well. Big things been going on literally in the last, 24 hours since you've been busy with the Free Press and all that. We have had major lines here in Franklin County at early voting sites across the state, because I heard about from you and from Jesse Jackson earlier that there was major lines in Cuyahoga County and Hamilton County as well. You pretty much called it, man.
Well, it's predictable. When you don't want people to vote because of their race, and that race being a predictor that they're liable to vote Democratic, and then you make it inconvenient. So instead of setting up, say, 5 or 10 voting centers in Columbus, you set up one out at the old Kohl's department store in a strip mall. So they've made it inconvenient for people to vote. Thus, with only one location, they backed up these lines that, you know, in Cleveland go 5 blocks long. When I was in Hamilton County, they went completely around the building. They're doing a good job of pushing them through in Columbus, but there's just too many people wanting to vote. And when there's too many people wanting to vote, the goal should be to make it easy. But Secretary of State Husted has made it difficult, very hard for people to vote.
Yeah, and something we pointed out earlier, Husted has been making voting harder for your urban areas, with the latest being a directive from the from literally was printed on Friday, saying if you sign it in a weird way, or like it used to be, you put your name in one place. Like, actually, let me not try to get it confused here for the people at home. When you go to the polls, and if they put you on a provisional ballot, you have to, it used to be, they have to write what kind of form they gave you, the poll worker. But now they have shifted it to the person that's doing it now, to your, as yourself. So here's the thing. Why are they trying to, with this law, with this new directive that wasn't even a directive before, why are they doing this now?
Well, because the only way Mitt Romney can win is that if you toss out tens, if not hundreds of thousands of ballots. So what they wanted, this is called rationing by inconvenience. What you do is you make it very difficult and inconvenient for people to vote. And then you say, look, you left out your middle initial, or you put ninth with a 9th instead of spelling out ninth, or you put ST instead of street. So what they want to do is nitpick your voter application, or your application to be able to cast an early vote or an absentee or a provisional, and that allows them to throw it out, because that's the only way Mitt Romney can win.
I'm just amazed because your team over at the Free Press, and if you haven't read the Free Press's articles, go on freepress.org. You'll see two Free Presses. Click on the one with the star by it. And actually, Other Free Press is also a very good group as well. They've been covering it as well. But we're talking about the freepress.org, of course. And I'm just amazed of what y'all been covering from the Heart Interactive to literally recently this latest one involving technology in Hamilton County involving the scanner area. Can you explain this to me and for people at home as well?
Well, the first thing we came out with is that the people who raise money, they're called bundlers. They bundle big money together for Mitt Romney, are on the board of Higg Capital. And then they're on the board of Higg Capital owns Heart Intercivic. So in July of 2011, essentially, the major fundraisers for Mitt Romney bought themselves a voting machine company that will count the votes in Cincinnati, Ohio. And if you go further back, Higg Capital, where these people came from, to buy Heart Intercivic and place these friends and fundraisers of Romney on the board. They also have a partnership with Romney's equity fund, Solomare, which is run by Tag Romney. So the Romney family is invested with Higg, and Higg owns Heart Intercivic, which will count 18 million votes in America, 7.8 on computerized voting machines, but they'll count the votes of Hamilton County, which is Cincinnati, the key swing county in Ohio. As goes Cincinnati, so goes Ohio, so goes the nation. So Mitt Romney, his family, and his friends got themselves a voting machine company, and they do all the maintenance, programming, and tabulation software for that company. So it should help his vote a little.
Wow, I'm just amazed by that. Literally, they went like, you know what? We can't win this election straight up. We need to buy a voting company because, hey, we need to find some way to win it. But something interesting that we of development that you let us know. We know that we got news that the Democrats will go to court tomorrow to go against that directive that Houston just filed, and there was some news or something. I'm not sure if you're at liberty to say it or not. Something being filed tomorrow. I'm not sure if you're at liberty to say it.
Well, if it's going to be filed tomorrow, they're not going to hear it till after the filing. But I think I'm planning to be a plaintiff in a court case that is going to ask the Secretary of State's office to remove experimental computer patches that were put on to help the votes be delivered from the county tabulators to the Secretary of State's office. So we're going to say these are untested and uncertified. Remove them. They're illegal.
Yes, and I was at the – yes, that was the one I was talking about because I wasn't sure if you were at liberty to say that, but – you are. We had Jill Stein and Terry in town, Terry Hanoka, I'm sorry if I'm mispronouncing her name, talking about this at a press conference. I think it was on Friday. And it's just a surprise. It's not a surprise. It's just when you dig into this, it's really a shocking scenario going on.
And people need to be informed. Yeah, we did have the Green presidential candidate, Jill Stein, and her vice presidential candidate, Sherry Honkala, both come in and speak out against private companies secretly programming the software that counts our votes. Civil servants, public servants, people that work for taxpayers should be programming these computers, not private, for-profit, partisan companies that are tied to Mitt Romney. And that seems to be common sense and transparency.
I need to ask you, I know the Green Party has sent observers in that. Will they be doing that this year as well?
Well, the Green Party will be sending observers around the state of Ohio, as will the Democrats, Republicans, and third parties like the Libertarians. But the Green Party actually has a tremendous commitment to democracy. We want to make sure everyone votes gets counted, all votes are counted, and we also want to make sure that there's no vote tampering, that there's no voter suppression. So the difference between us and the Democrats is we sue, as we did in 2004. It wasn't the Democrats that sued to get a recount. It was the Green Party of Ohio.
Okay. We got a lot of things as well, but you will be we are advertising a number that we're going to be putting on our site as well, 855-VOTING-HELP. Again, that's 855-VOTING-HELP. We are going to put that on our page as well. If you're on Facebook and our Twitter page, we will have that up there for you on election night, as we'll be doing election night coverage with the Columbus Free Press as well. Any other comments as well on a lot of this election stuff recently? I mean, we're about near the end of the road. Actually, might be the beginning of the road of how we're hearing this right now.
Well, again, 1-855-VOTING-HELP is an important number. If you see somebody turned away from the vote, intimidated, treated badly, machines broken, thugs, you know, five crazy-looking white guys showing up, claiming they're true to the vote, getting in your face, call us. We'd like to come there with cameras and video the vote. We'd like to come there and take sworn affidavits. We'd like to intervene and sue to protect your rights. Only by occupying the polls and being vigilant and demanding the right to vote can this election prevail in a really, truly democratic fashion.
And we got a lot going on as well, and you'll be having a lot of, we're going to have election coverage on WCRS as well, so just give me y'all a heads up on that, and we will be talking with 855 Voting Help to pass you along a lot of the information that will be going along throughout the day on our Facebook page and our Twitter page throughout the day. Bob, it's been an amazing, amazing run, and thank you so much for allowing us into your home and for letting me actually kind of guest host actually with Other Side of the News this week. Thank you so much, man.
All right. You're doing a great job. Keep it up. Cause when I eventually have to retire, you got to be the new Bob Fitrakis in town.
You know what? That'd be a scary thought to a lot of people that know me as a political guy. I'm with Bob. He's passionate. I'm just going for the neck. But thank you, Bob, and I need to thank Connie as well for allowing me to do this as well, and all of y'all for allowing me to be here. Thank you, Bob, and that is it for this week's Other Side of the News. I'd like to thank the Columbus Free Press, Bob Rakes, Connie Goodell, for allowing me to be the host of this week's show. They'll be back next week with all you love and all you need to know for next week. Of course, you know it's going to be a crazy week after. Always keep these addresses in mind, thefreepress.org for all the election day coverage, and remember, keep it tuned to WCRS 102.1 98.3. On election night, you'll be hearing reporters from the Free Press giving you headlines and updates throughout the night here on WCRS, and of course WCRS News is your home of election night in Columbus. The fun starts at 7 o'clock
with a special one-hour edition of WCRS News. Of course, we like to see you then. And for all of us here at WCRS and the Columbus Free Press, have a great one. We'll talk at you next week. See ya.